We're back. Another episode of the Prepare for Landon podcast. And let me tell you, it's dang good. I got to catch up with my buddy Jesse and meet a new friend in Dan. They're a duo up in Portland. It was nice to catch up. And it was my first Zoom call. Different, a little weird, but we got through it. Had some technical difficulties, but made it happen. It was a lot of fun. So please welcome Jesse, Dan, from Dan G.
Wow, dude!
I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house?
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
For this, all right.
I see. Right.
All right, now we're going. That's great. Yeah.
Sick. Yeah.
Dan G, Jesse Valdez, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm great, man. It's finally that we actually got a round of talking to each other. Kind of cat and mouse game for a minute there, but
yeah, exactly.
We're doing it finally.
Hell yeah!
What does the G stand for again?
That's just my last name.
And what is that?
Garrett.
Garrett. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I used to write it on my school papers, Dan G.
So yeah, I was talking to Jesse about the name, and when you guys were at shows, because I thought it was pronounced Dang as well.
But yeah,
he told me it's pronounced Dan G. And so like when you're at shows and like, oh hey, we're Dan G. Like any fans in the audience are just like, oh man, I thought your name was
right.
Dang.
Exactly. I know that's kind of a confusing thing if we should just call ourselves Dang.
No,
yeah, I dig it.
But
it's gonna be whatever they want it to be.
Yeah, so. People can call it Dang
whatever
when they want to.
What inspired the sound that you guys are going for? It's because it's kind of like a relaxed, chill type of vibe and everything.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd say that it's like a combination between like what Jesse's background is with making music, like kind of an indie, chill vibe.
Yeah.
And then using some like hip-hop-ish production to...
I think we froze. Oh, we're back. Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we froze for a minute.
Exactly.
All right. Hip-hop production.
Yeah, that mixed with the sort of chill Jesse's indie style,
yeah.
Rock style.
Yeah, I really like it, man.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, do you have any artists that influenced that particularly, or?
The sound that we're going for?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't even know what we're going for.
It's yeah. Like, it's.
I guess now we different. Are more, yeah. Like, once people tell us, like, what we sound like, then we can, like, listen to those artists and be like, oh, yeah,
gotcha.
Well, what can we use from what they have?
Right. We definitely always get, like, different name drops from, like, other bands. They'll be like, oh, you guys sound like this band. And we're like, oh, cool, I guess.
Which bands? Exactly. Do you remember?
Like we've heard Glass Animals a lot for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've never really heard of them.
Like Alt-J.
Alt-J.
I've heard of
them. It's just a chill vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're just happy to be like compared to something.
Oh yeah.
Like
good that. Songs to drive to as well. I
dope.
Love them.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shoot. What was the song? Nothing to Hide. I think that might be my favorite one though. Yeah. I like
that's
that one.
Sick. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one too.
And you got a good voice, man.
Thank you.
You got a deep talking voice. It's weird, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we take off a lot of the bass tones from the EQ for the singing because it can overwhelm the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Right now we're just direct.
Did you have any voice lessons at all?
Nah, I've never taken singing lessons. Yeah. I went
that.
To like a church, like a Baptist church. And so there's lots of singing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you in the choir
I'm not
or anything?
Christian anymore. Yeah, I was a little bit. Like
choir
for,
boy.
You know. Yeah. And it was dope. Like guys would be like asking me, oh, how's this part go? Like I was a little kid, but they're like checking in with me to see like what notes to hit and
you're
stuff.
You're the man. You're the man to go to, man.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And Jesse, you don't do you do like backup vocals in the recordings?
No.
I know you sing too, man.
Yeah, but nah, I mean, I'm not gonna blend in my voice with his
level. We have a song that we haven't released, though, with him doing backup vocals on it.
It's just basically so I could be like, this is what I hear. And that's how we kind of, while we're writing.
Gotcha.
And then he'll be like, all right, I'll take that or some of that and then use it.
Are you going to release that one with you on it, though?
Maybe.
We
see
want
how
to.
It sounds.
Yeah. It's definitely a fun song. So
it is. It's one of the first ones we made.
Oh yeah, and how'd this band start? Like, how'd you like finally start making songs and getting together and everything?
Hey, maybe you should say that.
Well, we met on what was it? What was the page?
Facebook musicians community page.
Okay,
right. We met there just kind of randomly. I just kind of like hit him up and was like, "Yo, you sing really well. Like, I'm down to record you."
Mm-hmm.
And then we recorded like a indie rock song.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what, like, he had some chords. I was like, I can make a song with these chords. So we did it up. And I think it wasn't until like the second time we hung out, he was like, I like R&B, and he was singing more R&B like, and I started wanting to do production like that as well. So we kind of just dove into it together and then like put some samples, put some like raw guitar over it, and like his vocals just kind of like blended really well.
That's cool.
We were like legit laughing because it was so random and so funny, but we just like ran with it, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how long from starting that did you eventually move up to just do this full time up here with him?
He was already here.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're already here.
Yeah. After like maybe 3 months, 4 months of me living here, we met.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then since then it's been like a year. So we spent like that whole 6 months like kind of just writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to the point where we just started doing like open mics around town and just wanted to like showcase our sound and see if other people vibe with it. Like
how do you do it live?
I take my laptop and I just like run it through Ableton.
And you play guitar live
as
well?
I play like guitar.
Okay.
And he sings.
Exactly.
Cool.
They have like the laptop and the guitar. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. That was fun.
You have a favorite show?
Unfortunately, can't do that anymore.
Yeah, dude, it sucks.
Yeah, man. Definitely. I know it does suck, but it's been cool too to like, I think it's true for like lots of musicians where you sort of like think inwardly a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And you discover more about like what your real intention is with like the project that you're doing.
Yeah.
And so that's good to sort of like reset and think things through better. And then when we can go back into the world, we'll be hopefully more professional and like put together.
Right.
And
would you say that's kind awesome. Of the message you want to get across in your music and everything as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. The more we grow, the more we do it, the more it's like we really want people to see that there's something here. Like, we want people to hear it the way that we hear it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's like an exciting but sort of confusing thing. How do you
always
share
confusing.
It how do we yeah how do we grow, how do we get people to to hear this?
Yeah, it's always confusing. It'll always be confusing, but we gotta figure it out as we go, man.
But exactly.
I really like the sound you guys have, dude. It's different. Yeah, I wasn't sure what to compare it to either. I just compare it to nice songs to drive to, relaxing songs to drive to and everything. But as far as
that's
an artist,
sick.
You guys definitely sound very original. So props
Hell
to you
yeah.
on that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What about plans for the future? Because like we were talking about, there's not much we can do right now. But, I mean, what do you plan on doing? Any, like, live stream show things or?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like we're going to start being more, like, engaging and just putting out more content online, since that's, like, the only thing we can't do currently. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're just going to be working on stuff like that, doing live streams, just checking in with people. And we just want people to get to know us as well as the process is going, so they could be a part of it as well.
Yeah.
Cause we met friends through like playing open mics and stuff like that. And, people invited us to play house shows, and We've done that. And we made good friends since starting to do so. Yeah. But until we start playing live, we're just going to do live
more
streams.
Videos.
And
content.
Like,
just content.
We're going to try to be better about creating content.
We got some stuff like in the works that we're trying to do. So.
Yeah.
We're excited for all that.
Yeah. I'm excited, man.
Jesse's been working hard on thinking about all that stuff and getting us ramped up to be more engaged with the public, like visually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good, dude. Yeah. Videos, music, audio, content. Just put out content. A lot of people are still staying inside because some people are scared of what's going on and everything, and they just need things to watch and artists to find or whatever, man.
Exactly.
If you had to choose a song for anyone out there to listen to start you guys off with, to kind of showcase what you're about, what would you pick? Which one?
Ooh.
What would you pick? I know what I would pick.
Yeah.
And it would be like our newest song that we haven't released yet.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well,
that's
I would choose that one too.
But,
you got to send it to me after this.
For something that's already released, I think the song Fresh Air kind
of
showcased like a good balance of like where we are and what we're going to be doing, in production wise and like just style wise.
I'd say, yeah, Fresh Air is definitely a good one for like, the more hip hop loving listener, and the more like indie listener, I'd say Nothing to Hide probably.
I like Nothing to Hide.
I love it also because I got like some raw emotion across, and the song like has a message, and so it's like it's a special song for me personally. Also,
that's awesome, man. Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar a little bit, and I play like keyboard a little bit. I know drums. Drums was my first instrument, but
same.
Everything I'm like self-taught.
Nice.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
So I'm not
self-taught
super
in everything.
In-depth.
Drums was the first thing that I started on, and then eventually just got into singing as well. Man,
that's sick. Oh hell yeah!
You have a favorite?
I feel
drummer?
Like singing is very roman. I don't know. Probably. I don't know, actually. I don't have a specific one. I feel like I have more
singing influences.
Singing influences.
Is that what you like more? Is that the biggest passion, is singing?
Yeah, that's definitely my biggest passion. That's like all the instruments I play, it's mostly so that I can sing. Like I have guitar and keyboard at home, you know. Yeah, just jam and sing to it.
Yeah, I'm very mediocre at guitar, but I play enough to get my voice by, so it's fine with me.
Same.
I don't mind.
That's awesome. That's cool. That's funny. That's exactly the same for me.
Yeah.
What would be your like biggest singing
influence?
Yeah.
Frank Ocean for sure.
Okay.
Is my very favorite and person I love to sing.
I don't listen
to
enough of him. I can't remember the last time I listened
to him. He's amazing. He's such a fucking artist, and his voice is insane too. Like the notes he can hit are ridiculous, and like the complexity of his like tones and all that. He's just so good.
So you would say he's probably a pretty major influence for you in the music that you write.
Yeah,
and the way your voice may be shaped and everything, how you do it.
Yeah, definitely. That's like I think why I like the like R&B-ish style.
Yeah, I like it. Jesse, what about you, man? Do you have like a artist that you look up to the most, probably? Influenced your playing the most right now?
That's a good question.
I think I don't think so. I think it's just accumulated over time of like my guitar style playing that like when a hip hop type beat would come up, I could just sprinkle some guitar, which is like the exact opposite of what like it is to be in a rock or indie band where you kind of really want to show that you shred or you could play really well.
Yeah.
I kind of take the backseat with these songs a lot. And I've enjoyed that. Like,
dude, over the years that I've known you, man, and like seeing your playing, like you've always adapted to kind of whatever style you wanted to play in the moment. And like, you always nailed every fucking style that you did, dude. It was great.
Right. I mean, like,
you were always the rhythm guy, but like you wrote so much good shit. Like, yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny. Well, I think the band The Neighborhood would be like,
okay. Yeah.
A sound that we actually were listening. We're driving around today and listening to it. And we were like, this is cool. This is kind of like
this,
like where an avenue we would like to be a part of. And they're like a huge band, and they're also like a big pop band too.
Yeah.
So like there's stuff that we wouldn't do that they do, obviously.
Yeah. They're a lot more mainstream in their style though. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But just like the type, like raw, like drums. And then like in a hip hop beat, it sounds like a drum sample, but it's not. It's just them playing.
And the centralness of the vocal.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Because obviously Dan is a great singer. So
oh, he's great, man. And you guys sure mix and master your stuff?
We don't at the moment. Not because ourselves. I'm not that good yet.
Okay. Like we don't have the equipment. We don't have like that's a lot of equipment or whatever.
Yeah. It's a lot of little things that kinda
get in the way. At least you have the talent. That's good.
Yeah, we can write the songs.
Right, right. When it comes to recording, we took our demos and we thought we like took them to like where we, you know, this is it. This is the best I could do.
Yeah.
Then we just like found an engineer and like record some guitar and then mix our stuff, kind of just get like our vibe across. So, and everybody we've done that with has done really good so far. So, yeah.
Sweet. I'm
stoked on that.
That's good.
Definitely.
Well, shoot, man. What are you guys up to today? Just chilling? Hanging out?
Just chilling, dude. Yeah. Well, like, for the last week and a half, like, you know, there's crazy fires. There probably is still some crazy fires going on.
Yeah, because you guys are up in Portland, for those who don't know right now.
Yeah. And we were covered in smoke. It was so bad. The air quality was terrible.
It was apocalyptic outside. Yeah.
Like, great. If you were here, you were like, I'm unsure.
Everyone on the West Coast, basically, though, understands those
Are there people still, like, out and about, though, all the time?
Yeah, which is dumb.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But since,
I'm going to get the black lung pop.
Oh, that's funny. What is that from, like, Zoolander?
Zoolander,
something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, people are
never
dumb,
saw
though.
The second one, though.
Oh, you don't need to see the second one. It's fine.
I thought of that other film, Joe Dirt. They made a second one. I'm like,
you don't need to see the second
one. I'm not going to like put that in my brain.
I saw Bill and Ted 3.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Very predictable. It was what it was. It was, you know, it was fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, man. Yeah.
So it's funny how many new movies suck. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's weird.
A lot of people are doing just a bunch of remakes too, and they're not nailing
it. Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. I want to see Tenet.
I know, it's very lazy writing. No.
No.
That's a bummer.
I'll put that down in my brain.
Wait, where do you stream that?
Yeah.
Tenet? I don't know. Maybe they probably have it on Prime. Because I think all the movies that like weren't. Like during COVID, like because movie theaters were shut down, they were putting the movies that were going to be in theaters out on Amazon Prime to rent. So
exactly,
Tenet's probably on Prime. You can probably find it.
Hell yeah!
Shoot, man, what do you guys want to tell people that Dan is a good singer? That's
Dan is
definitely
a great
for
singer,
sure.
And I believe in him so much.
Jesse's one hell of a writer as well.
Yeah, I appreciate Jesse a lot because he has, like, I didn't really make music like this before. I didn't really record. I didn't give a fuck about recording. I didn't really give a fuck about, like, you know, making people, like, hear me or something like that.
He kind of set that fire in you.
Yeah. And it made me see, like, the value of it. Like, I didn't see the value of it before. Yeah. It's like it seems very superficial to like try to like get people to notice you, and it's like I don't want to be that like attention center person. Everyone wants to always focus on you, but also I found out that I do like that sometimes, and there's not a problem if that's something that, you know, I'm capable of doing and that I enjoy.
It's a nice
feeling,
there's
no,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is
like,
a nice
because when it does happen, it happens organically.
Yeah,
and it seems like just like a good connection with another human who appreciates that you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah. Kind of pure.
Bring joy. It just,
it's kind of pure.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Especially because it really is me just being out there and expressing myself and being me. Yeah. And like, I wouldn't have never done that without Jesse. Like, I would have never gone to open mics even, probably, which is really silly because it's like, I would encourage all artists who like don't, who are like intimidated by doing something like that, you know, whenever we can again. Or just like, even like a, they do open mics on the internet nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, Zoom, or you can pre-record and send it to them and stuff like that. So it, do it and people will love it and you'll like feel, you know, empowered by it. And I was scared of it and I shouldn't have been, you know.
People should just try it, man. Like, because it sucks, like, just not knowing, you know. I feel like that's just way worse, but some people need, you know, a lot of help to break through that wall. And I'm glad Jesse could set that fire in you. Like, some people need another person to, like, push them and get them off their ass sometimes or do something, you know?
Very true.
Yeah,
definitely. Up, hell yeah. No, it's amazing to have, like, it's like I'm motivated in my way to, like, you know, do my best. And Jesse's motivated in his own way, too, to, like, make sure that me doing my best matters, I guess. That like I get some reward for it, I guess.
Gotcha.
You should you should be recognized.
Yeah.
Not like in a fame sense, but like just recognized.
Yeah, like, you know? Just that people, like, can see there's a value to it.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you gotta keep putting out more content. YouTube, like, do videos, you know, keep doing it. Just more.
We really gotta do that more.
Live streams, all kinds of stuff.
Hell yeah. Exactly. We got to get like a better recording setup. We were talking about that this weekend too, getting like a better interface so we can have more channels.
What are you
like,
using right now?
The 2i2 Focus Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby Focus Right. Nice.
It gets the job done, but it gets the job done. Yeah.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. Our friend was telling us too, we could get like a 4-channel mic amp. Microphone amp, and then we could plug in several headphones at least, but we do also want to plug in, you know, more instruments.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I have a 4-channel PreSonus Studio 68. I like it. Gets the job done.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Do you record with that as well?
Record with it, yeah. I had basically the same model and brand and everything, just a 2-channel one. And then I figured when I started getting more guests on the podcast that I would need more than 2 channels. And so I had to upgrade to this. Mm-hmm. And this has been great. I like it a lot. Does the job.
That's awesome. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm surprised how well this mic works. It's just like
Is it a Sennheiser?
Yeah, it's just a Sennheiser.
Oh, dude, I've used that in a couple of podcasts before. It did the job. Got the job done.
That's amazing. Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was like telling Jesse I want to move up there, man, like to Seattle or something.
But yeah, you have a Seattle vibe to me, actually.
Oh, I love the rain, the gloomy, like, weather look. Yeah, I love it all.
That's
cool. I hopefully I can somehow come up there. Maybe when, you know, there's, you know, not fires all around.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Seattle's nice. I lived there for a little bit. For a couple years.
Have you always lived like up north?
No, I lived in California for most of my life. Since I was born in the Pacific Northwest, actually. Lived there till I was 8 in Port Orchard, Washington.
Nice.
Then moved to Davis, California. Lived there till I was like 24. Moved to Seattle. Then pretty much right after that, moved to Portland.
Is Portland your favorite? Yeah.
Portland is my favorite. I really love it.
Dude, I was telling Jesse I was on tour one time, and I was walking down a street, and I just saw a street that, you know, just had houses on each side and an archway of trees that covered the street, and I just had to walk down it and take a video like a fucking tourist. It was great.
Hell yeah. That's amazing. That is the thing. Like, when you're from, like, living in California, and then you come to the Pacific Northwest.
Not at
all.
Yeah,
it's like fucking green everywhere. Oh my
right.
God.
I love especially it. Where we're from. It's just like browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, just flat brown.
Like Idyllwild's the spot to be see some green, right? Like, that's close by.
Like, it's like when you want to feel like you are in the Pacific Northwest, you go to the mountain Idyllwild.
I see.
And, which is a city, little town. You
get some fresh air up there.
That's cute.
Some
that's
fresh cool. air. Yeah.
Exactly. Little name drop. Totally. And not, yeah. Man. No pun intended.
No right? pun intended. Oh shoot. How's recording been? How's writing been? How many songs you got under your belt?
I don't know if.
Are you one of those groups that writes like 70 songs and then picks like 10? And then you release
No,
them?
We have like. Yeah. No, I don't know how many songs we have, but we wrote a bunch of demos and then like just kind of stacked a bunch and then released, obviously, slowly several. About five of them we're going to release a sixth song now. And then we still have like another five, I think.
And we'll make more. We need to make more.
Yeah. We need to make more.
We just like stopped hanging out like because of COVID, even though we're hanging out now, but it's been months since COVID started. But
switched gears a little bit.
We were like, stay home, won't see you for a while.
Yep.
And then we kind of just stopped hanging out and writing. But it's good. I feel like we like accumulated some songs that kind of represented what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to still polish those and then present them. So we're still gonna, you know,
and we have an exciting piece of content coming out
soon.
Ooh, I want to know.
It's gonna be cool. We're really excited about
it.
I'm excited.
It's crazy. Hell yeah, it's cool. I feel lucky.
What else do you do besides music?
I'm also I paint. My artist.
Nice.
I've painted for a while and I mountain bike and snowboard. Those are my main hobbies.
Very nice.
I want to go snowboarding. I didn't go snowboarding this last year, like Mount Hood. I want to.
Dude, I've never been.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Like in California, it's a thing to go
you
to
like
to
Big Bear.
Big Bear,
And it's like three I never and a half, did that. 4 hours from you guys, probably.
I never did that.
Never been snowboarding or skiing. I've just been in snow, just not with any equipment.
Exactly, It's so expensive. Like it's a
that's
it's
what
a
I
rich
hear.
Person sport.
Yeah.
And so is mountain biking, which is funny because I am not at all a rich person. I've just loved biking and snowboarding since I was young. So
do you have good trails up there for biking?
Definitely.
And everything? Yeah.
Oh, such good trails! Like Pacific Northwest is the best, besides like Canada.
You gotta come
biking.
Up there, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, just come hang out.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. One day.
Awesome. We just had Juan and...
Yeah, we had some friends come up not that long ago.
His friends are all of our friends now. And that was cool. Went camping.
I saw those pictures.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was it was an adventure.
Oh, shoot,
man.
That
day was wild.
Yeah, it was wild. Hung out with Eric too. Yeah, he's been on this podcast.
Yeah,
the Boots.
That's
shout out to Boots.
That's right. That was before he
or
moved.
Boots. What is it?
That was right before he moved.
Yeah.
Have you heard that tuning of his, the Boots?
Yeah.
Is it beautiful?
I used to. Yeah, we would play songs with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then
that's
started like
amazing.
Not a band. I guess we were just jamming in Lane's garage.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend of ours. You know,
those
Lane.
Days.
Yeah, we all like know each
shout
other.
Out.
Shout out to Lane Dog. Dude, no, it's fun. Like we've been like ever since COVID started, like we've been Zooming or not Zooming on Discord.
Yeah.
There's like six of us that like meet up every other day or every weekend and we just like catch up and talk and like
That's really good for
musicians.
A lot of people.
Dude, it's been
so
good. It's so weird because like prior to that, like I knew that like that everybody was fine and like I don't have to worry about anybody or just feel like I have to, but we wouldn't talk. Like I wouldn't talk to Lane. Like literally like a year went by, we would barely talk, and like now we're talking like every other day, like I said, and it's been so good, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, it was a
we all just like
idea.
Support each
Jesse's
other and talk
idea.
About music. We have a demo shop on there, dude, you should join that.
A demo
and,
shop
like, we just yeah, we like throw demos in there and we like listen to it all together and like give out advice or like feedback.
Yeah, I have
or
songs
just,
I've
like,
been working on. I can do that. That'd be fun.
Dude, yeah, that'd be great. And yeah, it's been like a good community-based thing, and I think that's kind of what like we're all about.
Yeah,
it feels like maybe the part of the next stage of the evolution for all of us musically is to sort of like work together more.
Probably right? Just all like online file sharing back and forth, yeah. Like not yeah. really much in person stuff anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, currently. So
hopefully next year we can get like some real jams together.
Yeah. Some friends have talked about coming up here. So yeah, we're going to have a little group.
Nice.
Yeah. And, like Dan said, just support each other. Everyone has their own project. So we just like,
yeah.
Have you seen those like shows or festivals that they're like in cages, like socially distant from each other?
Oh, no.
You haven't seen those? Oh man, you got to Google that. Yeah, they have like these like barred like platforms and like 6 feet apart from each other, just all lined up, and like there's a festival stage and everyone's just in their like confined area with their group of friends. And then the next person's group of friends, the next person's group of friends. And it's so fucking weird.
That's amazing.
This is the future of music, though. So
I don't care.
Yeah, I prefer that way more, honestly.
Anyway.
Never been to Japan. I want to go. But that's also a lot of people. Like,
yeah, it's awesome.
Anxiety right away.
It's surprisingly peaceful though, even though there's so many people, because everyone is so like, it's not like New York or something. I've never been to New York, but I imagine it's much more like hustle bustle and like loud and stuff, and like everyone's like angry. But in Japan, it's like everyone is so like respectful of each other and their surroundings.
Yeah.
That even though there's like a shitload of people everywhere, it's like oddly harmonious and calm.
That's beautiful.
Even in Tokyo.
Because they're not like Americans where like nobody's aware of people around them and they don't give a fuck what they're doing. Yeah.
Exactly.
I've had a rough day today. I went to Walmart. I'll say that.
That's Walmart like sucks. So true here. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Hate it.
The worst hate it people.
So seriously, it's so true. Yeah. It's like an adventure when you know you're going to Walmart. You have to like mentally prepare yourself.
Yeah, you really do. And then you get home and you have to like relax and have a breather.
Exactly. You guys like, okay, I'm going to drink a beer, smoke a bowl.
Yeah, like you need to do something. Jeez.
Watch.
It's quite a journey.
Pray love.
Watch me pray love. Oh my gosh.
That's great.
Oh, you should check out on Netflix, The Babysitter, and then the sequel, The Babysitter Killer Queen.
Oh,
what the
I saw the like all these ad for it, you know, like
yeah, it's a great cheesy horror comedy. Like they know they're being
cheesy.
We just watched
The Devil Always or All the Time or what was that?
Yeah, oh, the Tom Holland and was that good?
Yeah, that was great.
We were all
like live streaming. And then just meet each other, and we were like, all right, ready? All right, go. And we all watched it at the same time.
I needed that. I thought it was going to be scary. I don't like scary movies. So I'm like, oh,
yeah, that movie's on my list.
Hell yeah. It's good.
That's a good one.
Crazy.
But yeah, COVID has us doing that, dude. Fucking live streaming movie nights with friends.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean, everyone's got to do what they can, if they can. It's a weird time.
Yeah, no, it's all nice. To like if homies want to do that, it's like a real blessing to have people like hanging out with you. Yeah.
I just picture you all like ready.
It literally was like and then Dan was like, no, I'm at like 6:55. We're like, oh, god damn it, Dan.
Y'all had to like sing it.
Jeez.
Or you didn't turn your audio off so we could like hear the delay.
Yeah.
Dan, shut up.
God damn it. Turn your mic off.
Like, sorry, guys.
Love it.
Oh, man.
Well,
shoot.
I'd love to like incorporate my like new life into like my old life, like with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I blended them together.
You've done that well. I suck at that, I feel like, but it's hard to do.
Right. I don't know. Just like I have friends, and like I always want friends to like have other people.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like I'm the one that's like, so we all could hang out and everyone has fun. And I love that we've been able to do that with my friends. So shout out to all my homies.
Shout out to all my homies
and Dave.
We're technically like
Sam, Sophie,
catching up right now.
Yeah,
because we haven't talked in a while as well.
True. Yeah, like you honestly. Did you like? Does he know that you were in my old band? Right.
I've told him before. Like,
I'm not sure you told me recently though.
Right, not like too recently. When we first met, obviously.
Which one again?
When we first met, obviously, I was like, this is my band.
We were in a band called An Ocean Alive. I played drums and sang. He played bass and did backup vocals and whatnot. But that's sick. Known each other for a minute.
I think I did see some. Yeah, those songs were dope. Those songs were amazing.
That was fun.
They were great.
Good times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love selling out like a pizza place.
Just like a group of friends. Dude, our first show. Our first like show and then like the venue's like, "Oh yeah, we sold out." I'm like, that's so dumb to say, but sweet.
Hell yeah, for real.
Cuz we didn't have anything released, just like a teaser, like a promo of us like a band in Hemet. That was it.
That's legit.
We just had friends. Everyone had friends.
We just had friends and we sold a pizza place out.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then the second show we sold out too. It was packed.
I think that was like with other bands that we felt were more like in that category that we were, I think. Because we did it with that band.
Stop the Phoenix.
Stop the Phoenix and some other bands that were in that genre.
Pop punk.
But, no, like.
Hardcore.
Like post-hardcore. Yeah. Whatever these things mean anymore. I don't know.
It's like a small window between post-hardcore and pop.
What do words mean anymore anyway, right?
Honestly, that's why I think like our sound is refreshing, because like I don't like, even a listener might be like, it might be this, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that.
Some songs are more leaning one way than the other.
Right.
For sure.
So it's cool to keep them like kind of interested.
And you're just like, it's alternative.
Yeah. Like, no. We're just like alternative, indie, R&B, and soul. Because Dan obviously has a lovely voice. I got the little slick guitar.
Yeah.
Bam.
Exactly.
More like dang.
I like it. Dang. Like, not damn. Can't curse. Come on.
That's pretty cool.
Dang. That's dope. And I like how the song you choose to like introduce yourselves to people is Fresh Air, because it's you guys having a refreshing new sound, as you would say.
We released it near when everything happened with like George Floyd too.
Oh really?
And I feel like that's part of the meaning of the lyric, like, because in the song it's like, I just need some fresh air. And it's like, we all need fresh air. And it's like, it has to do with that being like a metaphorical thing with all of us. Like, we're all sort of isolated and many people are oppressed by, you know, systemic issues. And so just that sort of real need or whatever that people have, just to sort of have some space to themselves and be free, I guess.
Be free.
Yeah. And I think that is a lot about what comes out of my music. It's like a desire, or our music is, my lyrics and my singing is to desire to be free from oppression and from your past. And that's a powerful thing to like, feel that I can do, you know. Yeah, so I want to share it. Yeah, I want other people to feel they can do it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
And for me to keep fighting, keep doing it. Hell yeah.
It's a great message, man.
Yeah, thank you. There's definitely like good intentioned underlying messages behind our sound, and I feel like every time we've dug deep into like finding out what it is our sound is, what is we like stand for, or like our sound represents, and it's always something that has to do with just like pure, like you said earlier, tranquility. Just like we just want to be free to do what it is that we want, and that's just to be like fucking amazing and beautiful with everybody. And
yeah,
to have nothing to hide.
Like you're flying. You see, like, we could always bring references up.
Yeah, one time there's a video of one of the first songs we recorded, and it's me, like, sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, I feel like I could fly.
Yeah, that was great.
That's honestly true.
Glad that made you feel that way. I was so happy.
Hell yeah.
Well, I feel like that's exactly why you have such a original and refreshing sound, is because you don't necessarily worry about what you're going to sound like. You just write what you write, whatever comes out of you in that moment, you just write it. And that's why I feel like it's so pure to, you know, probably who you guys are and what you want to come across with your music, you know?
That's
why I think it's such an original sound that's coming through, because it's so just genuine and it's just you guys. That's awesome.
Right.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate it too.
And it seems like that could always be a response that we get, which makes us feel super grateful that we're kind of on that track.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times when being in the band, when you're trying to just fit into a genre, you're like, oh, I want to like secretly sound like this band, or like,
yeah,
you know, and that kind of gets in the way of like your own art form and being like original or just like authentic. And since we don't have that necessarily, I think it's been working out great. So obviously,
whatever works.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix
it. Exactly. Fuck it.
But it's been a great ride so far, and we're like infants of like
babies. Andrew's the music, a baby.
Yeah, we're babies.
Yeah, especially yeah. I'm a baby.
I look forward to the special thing that's coming out.
We're just excited to take this to like the next level and everything. So
yeah, man.
Exactly. Start rattling stuff.
I'm excited for when is that special thing that you said is coming out?
Probably October. Our song is going to come out October 8th.
October 8th.
The exciting piece of content will probably be the next day
after that,
or that weekend, because that'll be the
following weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. October 8th, we got a new single. It's named Never Go.
Just like little.
Yes.
Looks like messages.
I don't know.
Let's just
wrap her up.
You know,
that sucks. How does this happen?
I don't know.
It's annoying. We need to do a small finale. Unless he just cuts it.
You should do just
the start over.
Hey, close it. Send me a new thing.
Record.
I've died, and then many things happen after that.
Yeah. We're back. We are back with Dan G.
Dan G, back Jesus with you.
Hey, first Zoom call, man. It's different, but I like it. But technical difficulties, they happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It will happen, most definitely.
Did you guys have a power outage? Like, what happened? Was it just a fail?
It was a power outage because of Jesse not plugging in his laptop.
I didn't plug in my
laptop. I didn't notice either.
What a chump, right?
Are you a champ or are you a chump?
You champ or you chump? For sure. Oh. So
have you been watching Cobra Kai?
I was watching this like New Yorker mini documentary thing, like the short films that the New Yorker did. And one of them was like bull riding for young kids, and there's like this little ass kid, he's probably like 7, and his dad is having him, well, he loves bull riding, but his dad is like training him, and the kid's crying because he just got bucked off a bull, and he's like, are you a champ or are you a chump? Stop that sissy whining. I'm like, cool. Damn, this is crazy. But it's a kind of a funny good statement. Are you a champ or are you a chump?
I like it.
It definitely has some truth.
You should
to
make
it.
Shirts that say champ and then another one that says chump and then sell them.
And sell them exactly. Hell yeah.
Dan G, champ or chump shirts. New merch item in the store. Check it out. Exactly.
Champ or chump challenge.
Champ or chump challenge.
Jesus.
I love it.
There we go. Well, that's a promotion right there.
How about we wrap it up? It's been a lot of fun talking to you guys. Jesse, it's good to talk to you. We haven't talked in a while, you know. And right. Dan, pleasure to meet you, brother.
You too, man.
You got one thing to say to anyone out there that, you know, wants a glimpse into who you are or as a fan of your music, wants to check you out, wants to know what you're all about. What do you got to say?
Yeah. So we are Dan G, a duo from Portland, Oregon. And you can find our music on right. PDX represent. I live here now, so that's what's up. It's but yeah, no, you could find, like, I guess most of our content would definitely be on Instagram currently. And YouTube. We'll get there. Spotify, all the streaming services, you'll find us at dan.g.
Dan.
We also got a website coming up as well. You know, can't say too much about that because I don't have much about that yet. But once I do, it's in the works, though, which is
busy guy.
Neat.
Busy guy.
Yeah.
The Instagram is at dangmusic.pdx.
Yeah.
And then our link tree is just the link tr.ee/dan.
I'll make sure I get all of those links and put them up in the profile and everything.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, thank you guys for talking to me, man.
Dang music now.
Yeah, dude, thank you for having us.
Go listen to this dang music, kids. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, listen to this dang music.
Listen to this dang
music. These kids listen to
it. Damn it, Bobby, turn that dang music down.
Damn it, Bobby.
I wish we could make like a meme about that. Like,
hell yeah.
You can.
Dang music down.
2020, we have the technology. You can do it.
Let's do it. Someone make it for me. Because I want to do it.
Sketchy Valdez. Yeah. Dang.
Hey.
Thank you for talking to me, guys.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, man.
Love you guys. Take it easy.